This weekend, our country pauses to remember the events that happened 20 years ago on September 11th, 2001. Part of this yearly occurrence is to consider those who in various ways became heroes that day. From the flight destined for Washington, D.C., that crashed into a Pennsylvania field, one man in particular has been identified as a leader among those who confronted the hijackers of the plane. Thomas Burnett and those last words of his on a phone call to his wife, "We have to do something," have taken their place as part of our collective memory of that day. What is less known about Tom Burnett is the conversion of faith that preceded the events of that September morning. More about that in just a moment. For now, it's enough to say that our perspective on life is noticeably different when our motivating factor is the Lord. Perhaps most notable is our perspective when it comes to difficulty or discouragement. Take, for example, this description that comes from the book of Isaiah. Many refer to Isaiah as one of the greatest prophetic books of the Old Testament. And since the events in the book of Isaiah span almost 200 years, most agree that the book is a compilation of many writings gathered under the name of this incredible man who lived at the beginning of that time. And among those writings are four passages toward the end of the book that speak about the Lord's servant. And they talk about taking suffering and punishment upon themselves for the sake of others, because of their trust in God. And those four passages have come to be known as the four servant songs of Isaiah. Among them is the reading we heard this morning. "I gave my back to those who beat me. My face I did not shield from buffets and spitting. The Lord God is my help, therefore I am not disgraced. I have set my face like flint, knowing that I shall not be put to shame." Christians have always seen the four servant songs as a foreshadowing of Jesus Christ, hundreds of years before Jesus would ever come. He would be the one who would take our sins, our punishment upon himself, and without complaint, take them to the cross. That helps us to understand why in Mark's gospel, Jesus can speak with such determination about death. "Whoever wishes to save his life will lose it." Again, our perspective on life is different when our motivating factor is the Lord. Some would say that they watched how Thomas Burnett's perspective on life was also motivated by the Lord. Now, I don't know that anyone can make certain conclusions about how or why he decided to lead the passengers of his plane in an attempt to retake control. But what is clear is that in the months leading up to September 11th, 2001, his Catholic faith, which had always been strong, became a central focus in his life. His wife, Dina, was pleased that Thomas was drawn to begin going to Mass each day and the effect that that was having on their little kids at home. Again, does this mean that Tom Burnett was a hero on Flight 93 because of his Catholic faith? Because he was a Catholic who went to Mass each day? Well, who knows? But in his wife's eyes, that's not the point. His faith made him a hero before that day ever came. The suffering servant in Isaiah was able to bear tremendous burdens because of his faith. So too was the Burnett family. But many good people I've met, young and old, have told me how their perspective on life is different because their motivation is the Lord. What are the kinds of things that I've heard? So someone said, our family doesn't spend all of our time and money and energy on worldly things anymore. Another person said, I used to get sad when my football team lost. Now I get upset when I see injustice in the world. Finally, someone said, I don't worry about the things that I used to worry about. The only things that worry me now are those temptations that might keep me or my family from getting to heaven. Whether it was hundreds of years before Jesus or 20 years ago this weekend, it seems as though someone's actions and attitudes are different when they're motivated by the Lord.